Hey guys, it's Grant from the Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show, and I've got something very exciting to tell you. You've seen her fly, now watch her move to a brand new network. The CW has a new hero when Supergirl lands October 10th. It's the season 2 premiere of the show critics call pure, blissful fun. This season, the Man of Steel will finally be revealed. Supergirl's Melissa Benoist teams up with Tyler Hoechlin in the newest Superman in the DC Universe. It's a superhuman family reunion with these Kryptonian cousins joining forces in the fight for justice. And if you're wondering if the next president will be a woman, we have your answer. Because Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman, guest stars as Supergirl's commander-in-chief. Even though Supergirl has her hands full fighting evil full-time, Kara Danvers is facing changes and challenges of her own. She knows what it takes to be a hero, but Kara is trying to figure out how to fit in with the human race and taking on a new job, new friends, and a new love who's out of this world. An evil corporate empire will rise that bears the name of an age-old nemesis, Luthor. Supergirl and Superman come face to face with Lex Luthor's next of kin, Lillian and Lena. And as you might expect, the Luthor family shares a passion for power that can only be satisfied by a different kind of green kryptonite. Supergirl, all new episodes every Monday, now only on the CW. On tonight's Real Housewives of New Jersey, if you had to choose the Little Colonel event or the posh fashion show, it's season 7, episode 13, Picking Sides. We don't know which one to go to, kids. Coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, kids. Welcome to the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're here talking about all things New Jersey tonight in the house. It's a full panel. I'm glad to be back to talk with all of you ladies. Where can we find you? Who are you? And where can we find you?
I'm Annabelle, and you can find me at AdderellandCompliments.com.
I am Megan Stecker. You guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
I am Fern Ronay. You can tweet me at Fern Ronay.
And this is Grant's Rants. You can tweet me at Grant's _Rants. So let's talk about tonight's show. We're doing this a little speedy, but there's not too much to cover. But who was really jealous that you didn't get an invitation to those two lovely events?
Ah!
I mean, are you pissed or what? If you had to choose, they were like, look, Megan, we'll put you at one of these events. Which one would you want to go to? Would you want to eat at a full restaurant watching a fashion show? Or the Little Colonel with like 20 people?
There's no doubt in my mind I would have gone to that posh fashion show because I would have been expecting a not only extremely heated verbal argument, I would expect something to get physical. You guys, seriously.
You would have been disappointed, though.
Jacqueline and Chris have, like, a rap sheet from a previous posh show where Jacqueline apparently, like, took her shoe off and whacked somebody with it.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, the rumor is that he said something negative about their son having autism or something, but I don't know.
Who's he?
I have no... I think it was Johnny the Greek, right? Johnny the Greek or something. That whole thing with Melissa... That year, I think, is when it happened.
I remember.
A real winner to bring the former owner of a strip club and making fun of children with disabilities. Well, wasn't that great? Horrible. I think I would have to. Well, we still have to live with him because the show is stuck in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Every flashback, it either starts or ends in 2011.
Yeah, if you woke up from a coma, besides like the presidency, you'd be like, what? It's still the same. Like, you would have no idea.
Yes.
No
yes,
idea.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about it. Siggy is mad. Siggy is mad at Jacqueline because she thinks that Jacqueline's mad at her because she took sides or something like that. Is that it?
I don't get it. I was like, why does Siggy think that Jacqueline is mad at her because she didn't stick up for her? When? Where? At the dinner? But she like didn't go home with Jacqueline?
Yeah, she didn't leave with her. Is that it?
I don't get it.
Because she really stand for Jack. Like, she was a stand for Jacqueline the whole time. But when she came in, I really feel like she took the thunder away from Dolores' new kitchen, in quotes. Because, like, she comes in, she's like, I've been in bed crying for 4 days. And I'm like, about a fight that didn't... didn't involve you, and it was like compared to the other Housewives fights, it was just Jacqueline kind of like walking away from the table in like a brisk, like, I mean, compared to OC that had like 15 fights in one episode today, this is the only thing that's happened? Only thing? Jacqueline accusing somebody of having four nose jobs, which Stevie Wonder could see how many nose jobs Melissa's had. This is the drama from Christmas to basically Easter. That's what we're in now.
Yeah.
I will say thank you to Jacqueline because Melissa finally effing admitted to having her damn nose done.
Yes.
That's the one good thing that came out of this.
The flashback with a lot of hair. You see, like, that moment they cut back to a lot of hair.
Oh, yeah, the curly hair, where the curls look wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thinner lips. I mean, her chin is a different shape. The lips are so much thinner. God, it's
totally different.
Love old faces.
Siggy is just, at this point in the episode, she's, like, furious that Jacqueline has not reached out to her. This is a huge problem, which is not really a problem.
I mean, who wants to hear more from Jacqueline? The fact that she said that they talk an hour a day on the phone... An hour a day? Oh. Number one, who talks on the phone anymore unless somebody's, like, dead? But an hour a day, what do you guys have to talk about? You don't even have anything to talk about in 12 episodes of this. You haven't something to talk about an hour a day?
Yeah. Dolores said that Siggy went from the petting zoo to the do not feed section. I kind of thought that was fun visual, but I don't know if it's that extreme.
Yeah,
I'm literally picturing, like, Melissa and Teresa with, like, animal bodies, their head on animal bodies, behind like a fence with a sign that's like, please do not feed the animals.
Well, they said, oh, well, Aaron Ogle was back to that scene on the deck. Meanwhile, in 2011.
That infamous deck. I was so waiting for Caroline to come out of the bushes with a culotta. Be like, hey, I'm here. Don't talk about my
favorite. Favorite joke you've ever had is that culotta joke. My sister said the same thing. My sister actually snapped me that. And
just
said,
her coming out of the bushes.
It's her saying that joke. You. I love that. Well, then we go over to the mouth breather and Patty Mayonnaise over at Envy. And I'm serious. I looked it up. Do you have that picture of Patty Mayonnaise on your phone?
I do. Stand by.
I don't, I mean, I'm just saying. The guy who works in there reminds me of this guy. What is his name?
Oh, the mouth breather from...
Brainy from Hey Arnold.
Oh, yeah. The one who was always behind Helga and the bus, like...
I don't have the photo, sorry.
Oh, well, and, you know, I can't even find it either. But, yes, the other one just reminds me of two characters from Hey Arnold. I'm sure they're lovely people, maybe, but I just think that it's just funny that they both remind me of someone on the same show. But, yeah, so she confronted the male manager or whoever he is, and friend of Fern.
No, he's not. But I'm like, oh,
Fern, do not associate
me. I'm, like, so loyal to a fault that I met him once, and I was like, oh, he's so sweet. That I feel like I can't say anything bad about him.
I'm sure he's a nice... I don't know him.
He seems like such a nice kid, but yeah.
But so, like, Brainy was questioned if he had videos that he took of Teresa and sold them or whatever. And so Melissa said that she told Teresa she would investigate. So she went on, and like, his YouTube channel, I guess, and, like, looked to see if he, like, put anything unsavory on his page, and he didn't, so... She had a moment, but they also said that sales weren't good on the website. And then they're like, well, we're having an upcoming fashion show. And the other one said, oh, I'm going back to the Bahamas. So I thought
sales... Oh, yeah, met Betsy Johnson. When she's like, well, online sales are a little low. What's the number? Zero. They had their number was zero. It's like, oh, a little low is being very generous.
You think she'd be there working the door, like, you know, passing out flyers and windshields at, like, you know, Stop and Shop, like, to get people to come in. But, yeah, so I don't know how things are going down at Envy. But we need to see that. I guess that's coming up. So, Siggy, Dolores, and Jacqueline get together. And they ask if, like, they get together to Jacqueline's house and Siggy's, like, right all over. She's like, you know, why is our loyalty being questioned? Like, what's the deal here? And Jacqueline says, like, oh, no, I was just caught up in Jacqueline, you know, in Melissa and Teresa. I'm okay. And that was it.
That was the big drama. There was more drama going on with the geese that wouldn't get out of the backyard. That was a very big concern for the family.
The thing that stood out to me in this scene was right before the girls got there, Jacqueline says, I feel weird today. And, like... Can someone effing call a psychiatrist for her and get her some mood regulating drugs? Like, she is all over the place. Like, maybe she just needs something that, like, numbs her out for a couple months till she can calm down, till they're not filming anymore. But just like,
or Jesus. She should watch the show. Like, seriously, like, they should put a warning, like, do not operate heavy machinery after watching any of these episodes, because you're just like, it's TV version of Ambien. I'm like, what? Jesus Christ. Like,
I will say, watching the show a little more casually, like, I was working last, because I wasn't here last week, so I was like, I gotta watch this, and it came up like autoplay, so I was like, alright, it's on, that's easy enough. So I was going through email and working, and I actually last week I didn't mind that much. It was because it was content.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Last week was kind of back content.
So maybe I'd be saying something different. But yeah, I mean, we have to watch the show with taking full pages of notes, so it's difficult for us to, like, you know, really deliver a great recap when there's very little to actually discuss when we're talking about things from 2011. You know, yeah. I mean, we've discussed them quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. I mostly just doodle my name.
Well, I kind of had like a little like Twitter snippy snip with somebody this week because I keep going back and forth with people that listen to our show and they're like, God, why do they ever cut Rob? And like that would have been such a great chance. I said exactly how groundbreaking a lesbian couple that's married, raising a child, and one of them's got a temper problem. I thought that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
And someone wrote to me, well, they got cut because they were boring. And I was like, well, there is nothing boring about the first lesbian couple and one of them's got a temper problem. Like, right. I just feel like they completely missed their chance and we are suffering. And I don't know why the production company... I mean, put her in a little. Put her in, like, a Kathy Rosie amount, at least. Like,
they're no less gripping than Dolores.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah. So, at this point in the episode, Siggy says that she's not going to either of these fashion shows, but she will go to the popcorn event.
She's making it all about herself, too. Like, she was, like, being so, like, traumatic and emotional on the deck, like, that how much it was, like, affecting her about this friendship that, like, sailed long ago that's not your job to
Yeah, she is not.
Exactly. I mean, how does she handle being a relationship expert? Because even relationships that have nothing to do with her put her in bed for 4 days. She is bed stricken for 4 days because of the overwhelming emotion that she cannot handle.
Right?
I don't know why she didn't do her homework and watch any previous episodes. Like, why would you sign up for this TV show and then pretend like you know nothing about what's happened in the past and like arguments from stuff that happened between them in the past put you in bed for 4 days? Like, come on. Watch some previous episodes, honey, and get it together.
Yeah,
exactly. And her perception of things. I'm like, I love her, but she's really a relationship expert. Like, she's always like, Teresa loves Jacqueline, and Jacqueline loves... No, they don't! Anyone can see that! She was like, Jacqueline loves Melissa, Melissa loves... No, they don't!
They don't. Why do they love each other? Why?
Perfectly put.
Yes.
Sig, let me give you some relationship advice. They hate each other!
Well, let's talk more about that. So Siggy and Melissa get together for whatever reason, and then Siggy says that Melissa is not deeply invested in relationships and that she's straight up shallow, and Siggy was not going to... She's not going to the fashion show. I'm not going to the Evie fashion show. And Siggy says that it will hurt Jacqueline if she goes. And basically, Melissa... There's not much accomplished. Melissa was like, all right, I mean, I don't really get it, but okay.
Disagree. I thought this was a really good scene because Siggy's all upset, and it was really unbalanced with her saying, like, well, to be fair to Jacqueline, I'm not going to go to your show, but I am going to go to Jacqueline's party. That's clearly picking sides. If you weigh it out, it clearly is. Oh, yeah, that's
absolutely picking sides.
So then Melissa was like, look, Jacqueline's freaking insane, and she said a lot of rude shit to me. And Siggy really thought it over, and within just those few 10 seconds of her sitting there listening to Melissa, she really did see Melissa's side, and she then, a day later or whatever, called her and said, like, had a change of heart. I'm going to go to your show or whatever.
Yeah.
But you could see it change in her eyes just talking to Melissa when she was like, Jacqueline's freaking crazy.
It is hard to say, like, oh, she's not picking sides when she's clearly going to one event over the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was crazy that she was like, I thought you were phony.
I thought that was ridiculous. Yeah. I thought that was really judgmental because I'm like, I felt like she was just going by Melissa's look, which it's like, Siggy, like, she admits to having every possible procedure done. So it's like, I thought that was really judgmental of like, because I've always thought that Melissa seems very nice.
Right.
Like, she's never, I don't think, ever given off like a bitchy vibe. Like, she just seems like very, like, sweet and dumb, just like, okay. Like, she's not out to hurt anyone.
Right.
So I just, like, I thought when she was like, you know, you just don't seem very invested in people. I'm like, that's because you're too invested, Ziggy. You, like, literally cried to the barista. Like, my friends are in a fight. I haven't gone out in 4 days. Like, that's what you should put on my name. Relationship expert. Call, you know, put that on my cup. Like, you care too much.
Right.
Like,
right.
I feel like I agree with Ziggy in her first impressions of Melissa. But I don't think they were necessary to say to Melissa to make her point.
What does phony and self-absorbed have to do with being in the fight with Jacqueline?
Exactly. Right. I totally agree. Teresa is having lunch with her brother, and she's worried about fights in prison. She's worried about Joe. Then they have to talk about Joe, which I can't believe they didn't use the flashback of Joe and Joe fighting. So, you know, they're always looking for that. That would have been perfect. Yeah. But they talked a little bit about that. And then Teresa, I love this when she says this, that her time in prison was a learning lesson. I love when she pulls that line. Learning lesson. So we have to call. I have to call every time she says something that's a little offbeat on this show, because I have to keep that alive. People forget that she's not not all like the brightest bulb. 2011 flashback of the stripper thing that happened. Then the posh fashion show. At a full service restaurant.
Can we call it that?
Yeah, at a full service restaurant. This one over here, Annabelle was pissed.
Okay, the fashion show.
You didn't get an invite, huh?
Not only did I not get an invite, it must have gone to Anna Wintour. She stole my spot. But the fashion show was at a Carrabba's Grill that they just moved tables like to the side of. It was in a restaurant.
How dare they call it a fashion show when there was no runway? That was so embarrassing.
That was insane.
And it used to be like a real fashion show, right?
Yes.
In years past?
Yes.
There was literally zero effort.
And there used to be weave pulling, and it was great.
Here's why.
And season ending.
I'm predicting. Here's why. The last time that those were like scenes where all the women came together, there were finale scenes. Mm-hmm. The production staff must have gone half on those events. This event, they probably didn't put any money into. So what posh budget is what we got. That's what
Why does she even need a fashion show if she's just showing off the clothes to the same people that already shop at the store?
Yeah, and she's not making them. It's not like her line.
And dresses that we've already seen. Like, if you go to, like, any club in Vegas that isn't, like, that you don't have to pay for, you know, and it was just like a parade of Forever 21.
I was afraid half the dresses are going to fall apart,
like, walking through the restaurant anyway. And she's like, this is why we need Dwight from, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Remember the She Buys You, right? And he's like, she had a fashion show with no fashion. Like, where was he to explain this? Because that was insane.
Yes, yeah. I agree. Well, when you run a boutique like that, do you just order clothes out of a like a magazine?
I think it's just catalog, like online purveyors, and you just pick from there.
You pick like, I'm gonna have a certain designer in my store, I'm gonna pick like, you know, they're like full small collections.
And I think there's also places you go in New York City and pick from.
Oh yeah,
it looks like a walk of shame parade. Like that's what like that's what all the outfits looks like. Yes. That's how the girls were walking, like baby giraffes, like that they've had a hard night. We've all been there, I'm not judging, but it's just like, it's like this is a fashion show? Like, we should call this a fashion show. We have more fashion going on right now than what happened.
At least I learned how to tape my boobs out of that scene. That's what I got.
Education.
Oh, God.
Lesson learned. You didn't even have to go to prison.
Lesson learned.
Well, a learning lesson. Kim D confirms that Jacqueline was not involved in Strippergate. Again, putting a period on 2011 again. The nose job is confirmed. Another thing that was like from the past. This Kim D questions if Joe is sleeping around, and then I wrote low budget. I guess that's because of just the overall scene itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's like, "Oh, is he with blondes or brunettes or whatever?" And you know, I mean, she's always gonna be as low as possible. You'd think someone like this, who's been on like so many of these episodes and always looks like complete trash, would try to not appeal to the lowest common denominator. Just once, she might be like, let me just try to make myself come across like I'm a little bit of a classier person than I really am. But no.
Exactly. How Faye Resnick tried to like revamp her image.
Oh, yes.
Like, she is an Atlantic City lowdown version. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's insulting to the, like, you know, to Faye Resnick. Like, as Camille Grammer would say, the morally corrupt Faye Resnick. Like, Kim D is just, oh, come on. Like, it's... Well, she matches her store. Just like, Zero online sales.
That is so terrible. I can't believe they put that on there. That woman who's like an investor in the store is like with the cameras rolling, like, yeah, the sales online are horrible. Like, they're
not. The only business that makes Dolores' gym look like it's doing well.
I know. Oh, well, the ladies' night is coming. We predicted it. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Well, Siggy tells Melissa that she is coming to the fashion show now. And Dolores won't tell Teresa what Kim D's comment was. Now, if this was like OC Housewives, they would be all over that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like tonight when Shannon ran and told Tamara, she said something about your daughter.
Yes.
That's what's missing here, is that Dolores is too good of a friend and too decent a person that she didn't ask Kim D a million questions like, who, what women, where do they see known from? She didn't feed it at all, and then she also didn't repeat it, which did not a housewife make.
No. She's too good of a friend, like you said.
We have no room for good people on this show.
No,
too much loyalty.
Also, adheres to that store that Dolores was shopping at, that antique store.
Charm? You mean Charm?
Charm, which has like I don't know,
a gift shop / antique store.
You pointed out a very.
It just came through like a hurricane. I know it's bad to say nowadays because we can't be talking about hurricanes, but I mean, it looked like there were like tiles missing from the front of the place, and they didn't get it from an attractive angle. It was, you could see all the insulation. I mean, you know. It's just like, you know, people get paid good money for this. Use a different storefront. Just fake it.
Right. Also, it's like, listen, you're there for Easter decorations? Just go to TJ Maxx where everybody else gets their Easter. And also, she's like, oh, this will be good. And she held up like a wooden tray with a horse on it. It's like, what? So what Easter is this?
Oh, then there are, I literally wrote flashbacks 2011. I don't know what these flashbacks were either, but I made note of each one. So I think we're up to 4 in a 40-minute episode. Little Colonel event happened. No one had anything to say.
I salute you.
Yes. And we learn, what did we learn? Like, we learn, like, we're like a learning lesson on the show. What?
The only thing we learned is that the daughter is knocked up. Ashley's knocked up.
And
that Chris is invited.
And Chris is invited to a prison party, basically. Mm-hmm. Like
going
away party, yeah. But he's not going to bring Jacqueline. And then Dolores has a moment where she's like, you really shouldn't go to that. Like, she tells Chris, like, don't bother going. And I was like, all of a sudden now she has an opinion.
Right, I know. It only took her 12 episodes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that. How can you go and tell like a girl? It's one thing if like you're a friend, like you tell your girlfriend, like, oh, I don't know if it would be a good look if you go, but you're going to tell Jacqueline's husband.
Yeah, that was so. It's very odd.
Yeah, because the guy's relationship is totally different. Exactly. They don't have any drama.
I think if he doesn't go, he'll feel guilty that he never did.
Hasn't
go
Jacqueline,
say goodbye to his buddy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hasn't Jacqueline, like, destroyed his life and like, enough? Like,
but do you notice, every time she's in a scene, he has to be seated right next to her.
And he's not saying anything, and he's just watching her throw a tantrum. And he's just sitting there, and all I focus on is that tribal tattoo bracelet Chris has around his arm, and it's like, that makes more sense than what his wife is doing. Like, and I just look at him, and I'm like, this poor broken man. Like, you just see in his eyes, he's like, my business is failing, I have two kids, and I'm stuck with this. I could have been with Teresa. Like, in his mind, he sees, like, what his life could have been, and then what it is. Mm. And he, like, looks at those geese, like, longingly, and he's like, ah, at least they can fly away. Like, at least they can escape. I feel like if he could switch positions with Joe to go to prison, he would. I think he would.
There's no doubt that he is putting all the work in that relationship with her.
Or in anything.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully she like gets it ironed out soon, her attitude problem and her emotions and whatever. Like, she needs him backing her up right now. That's for sure. Yes,
and he knows that.
Yeah.
So then he read note cards to like a room of like 20 friends and family. You know, I mean, it's not like he's, like, giving a press release, you know? So,
well, maybe he's just more shy, and he needed the backup.
But he's talking about, you pointed out, like, what was he talking about?
It's his own son.
Your imitation was very good.
Well, yeah, I mean, he, you know, he's like, well, now she's expecting a little kernel of her own. And I'm like, it's really easy, you know? Like, I mean, not everyone is blessed with the gift of gab, but I feel like, you know, really. How long does it take to get to the point, the punchline? You know, you kind of know the direction you're going in. You know, at least practice in front of a mirror or in the way over.
Like, Joe's probably already in prison by now. It took so long. Like,
well, We want to point out that Ashley said, oh, yeah, we just found out that they were pregnant. Well, Megan Stecker has us to say otherwise.
Due to some investigatory evidentiary support. I'm trying to sound like Teresa and Melissa. What did Melissa say this week?
Persuade?
Yes.
The new fabric.
The new NB. Line in NB. Okay. So Ashley was engaged on February 18th. Chris announces that she is pregnant on March 17th or 18th. It was fuzzy to me when this party actually happened. And so, you know, I did my little, like, calculator online for when the baby was born and for when she should have conceived it. So the baby should have been conceived very early December. So December 7th, 2015 was this calculator came up with as her conception date based on when the baby was born on August 30th. So she was already, 3 months pregnant? Almost three and a half?
More, yeah.
Well, don't you usually announce at 3 months? Isn't that the safe? I mean, I don't know.
Right. So she would have gotten engaged. Hold on, December.
Oh, yeah, the engagement.
Okay, so she would have gotten engaged 6 weeks pregnant or a little more. And then a month later is when they announced it. So she said, we just found out.
She was over 3 months pregnant.
Right, when the night Chris announced it, and I don't buy it. And then I guess people were saying rude stuff to her on Instagram, and I found an Instagram post where she's like, I'm not ashamed, it's 2016. So basically, yeah. I feel like she lied.
Yeah,
at that
I mean,
party.
That's not what she should be ashamed about. I mean, there should definitely be shame, but not about the baby.
Well, yeah, I mean, I from my own perspective, like, I'm not trying to, like, be like, ooh, she conceived before she was engaged.
Yeah, I don't care.
I really don't care either, but it's just interesting to play with time. And
yeah.
And then she says, well, we just found out, well, you know.
Right.
Like, did she mean to say, now we can finally tell people, like, I don't know.
I always like to find out, like, when these things happen. Like, I'll look up certain
events.
I know, because
I'm like, we're not stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, also, when they announced it, her mom was like, okay, why don't you send a group text to everybody? You know, tell Abby. And I'm like, is that how you announce a pregnancy to, like, your close family in a group text? Like, I'm pregnant to, like, Albie and Chris and Culotta and, you know, like,
I was told.
And also, they weren't there. Like, not even Albie was there.
I know.
I was told by group text that a family member was pregnant.
Really? How'd you feel about it?
I was like, very shocked. I was like, oh, this is casual.
I feel like say, like, you're not pregnant in a group text. Like, celebratory, like, drinks tonight. Like, that's a group text event because it's a cause for celebration.
I have one in my phone right now. I can read it to you. I'm not kidding. I have a group text going where it's like, are you pregnant? Are you pregnant? Like, pregnant. Woo! Like,
thank God.
True life. Hashtag real life.
Yeah, so, I mean, I always like to look back to the day on, like, other housewives. Like, when was this trip? Like, I like to play with the timeline. It's usually always, like, 5 months prior. It's usually around 5 months from when it airs. But who knows?
Melissa had so many different hair lengths and colors during all of her interviews that I'm like, how long did they film this damn season?
Well, while we're talking about gossip and stuff, I remember I was reading that this show wrapped, like, in, like, April. What? But it was supposed to wrap way before that, and they could not find a finale where everyone was in the same studio. Or not the same studio, maybe.
Same scene.
Mm-hmm. Because Jacqueline was playing, like, I'm not going to any of these events. Like, I'm not doing scenes with them. But they needed to have, like, the showdown where they all have, they run into each other because it was so open-ended, and Jacqueline kind of kept, like, running from them. So they had, like, four different endings, and then they finally just had to just, like, I'm sure their budget was shot at that point. So it's going to be drawn out, kids.
I mean, from Christmas to Easter, and we've had the kind of fight with Jacqueline and Melania making pancakes. Mm-hmm. What is on the cutting room floor? I would love to see what is on the cutting room floor.
Shout out to your man, Frankie, tonight. We did see him.
Woo-woo! Finally! It's like, listen, Frankie has way better abs than Jesus, so I don't know why we had to go to that church and focus on that.
Oh my.
Happy birthday, Frankie! He is finally 18. He is finally legal!
Okay.
Yay!
Yeah, the church. Anything we want to say about that other than that it was a very, like, set-up scene?
They were saying, like, we both married the... They literally said, we both married the Italian muscle heads, and then went, like, lamented about how they didn't end up with their happy ending. Like, that makes no sense. Like, replace muscle head with, like, highly evolved, educated, good men. then that your conversation would make sense, but yeah.
And they just went, let's pray.
Yeah, well, want to predict, shall we? Shall we predict this Envy fashion show is showing up, is happening without Patty Mayonnaise?
Do you think Kimye will be there? It's the epitome of fashion. Well, next week we hear from Ashley that she wants to raise the baby natural, which is odd because the baby's already going to come out covered in silicone. Because look at Ashley, nothing about her is natural. So I think that's what an interesting turn.
So trendy, an organic baby. I think we're going to get a lot of drawn out scenes of, like, talking about everyone's feelings about Joe going away in the same way that the day Teresa was sentenced, we watched everyone give their two cents on how they were feeling. So I think we'll get that, and it'll be a slow and drawn out week next week.
I think Jacqueline's going to try to, like, make it all about her in a way, like, you know, I saw them hugging and it made me break down, and then maybe she'll, like, try to text
Teresa, of course.
We'll go back to square one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't get a text assist.
Yeah, I don't know what to... It's very hard to predict with these shows because they show so little. Because there's not much to, I guess, put on. But I don't know. I don't have much to predict. But I am interested to see this ladies' night because that's a classic Housewives thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so at least you get to see people come together in one place and it'll be a mess. I hope. I can only hope. Meanwhile, where can we find you guys to keep up with you and to chat more about the show?
You can find me on Instagram at Annabelle DeSisto.
And you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecher. It's spelled MEGANSTECHER.
And this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay. And check out my website, fernronay.com.
And this Thursday, October 13th, I launch my show, like remix show on BitChat, Grant Sarant's Hollywood Live. So check that out, please. Thank you. And I appreciate all your support with that. You can find it the next day on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. That'll do it for us, kids, for New Jersey Housewives here at AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.